Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for February 3rd of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. Well, after the Musk-Trump regime ordered a 25% across-the-board tariff on all Canadian and Mexican products, several Michigan MAGA Republicans took to social media celebrating and high-fiving this new Musk-Trump working-class tax hike. In a late development on Monday, Dear Leader did agree to pause those tariffs to Mexico. How shocking. Couldn't see that one coming miles away. But tariffs are still in place for Canada. Dear Leader Trump even told Americans over the weekend how they could feel some pain as a result of these tariffs. Strange, though, considering his cult was so convinced that he could actually not just slow down inflation, but cause prices to revert back to pre-pandemic levels, which of course would have caused crippling deflation to the economy, but we really couldn't get into the weeds and all of that since that's not really the MAGA Republican strong suit talking policy. But what we did hear during the campaign was how Dear Leader was going to lower grocery and drug costs and also gas prices on day one. Now, what we're hearing is Americans will feel some pain. Funny, he didn't say that during his campaign because I guess that would have been a hell of a campaign sticker. Musk, Trump, Vance, delivering some pain to America. Oh, and Dear Leader Trump declared over the weekend that America doesn't really need Canada, even though a quarter of the oil that Americans use on a daily basis comes from Canada. And just a quick aside, by saying that Americans don't need Canadian oil, I guess that means we can just go ahead and close down that Line 5 oil pipeline, everyone. Thank you very much, because we don't need Canadian oil. But I digress. Anyway, like I said, suddenly these free market, laissez-faire MAGA Republicans now love the idea of these across-the-board tariffs. For example, MAGA Michigan Republican operative Megan Reckling took to Elon's right-wing corporate propaganda site to shout, and I'm quoting, "Most Americans don't care about Mexico or Canada, and we're willing to go through more than they can imagine to get America back on track. Not having avocados and crappy liquor is going to be a cakewalk for most of us." And by most of us, I think Megan means rich people. And then she attacked Democrats for caring about rising grocery store costs now, something she says Democrats didn't do for the previous 4 years. Of course, if you've listened to Left of Lansing, you know that yours truly isn't afraid to call him as I see him, and I'll always criticize or attack Democrats, both in Michigan and on the federal level, who are not representing the working class. As for MAGA Republicans, not representing working class Americans is really what gets them off. And so, while some Democrats indeed failed to really address how corporate greedflation led to higher prices, I would like to point out specific good progressive policy that Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer did sign into law when Democrats held the legislature in 2023. Thanks to some good fighting progressives in the State House and Senate, a boost to the state's earned income tax credit happened, and it's now putting money back into the pockets of working-class Michiganders. The 2023 law expanded the earned income tax credit from 6% to a whopping 30% of the federal EITC, as the Daily Press and Escanaba reports. As for 2024, the Michigan maximum credit is over $2,300, according to the Michigan Department of Treasury. For the 2023 tax year, more than 653,000 recipients received the Michigan EITC with an average credit of $836. Progressive Democratic State Senator Stephanie Chang of Detroit posted on Blue Sky over the weekend that Michigan Senate District 3, on average, a family receiving the EITC receives a $904 boost to their income. Now, did it fix everything wrecked by Dear Leader Trump's gross mismanagement of COVID? No, but it helped. And it's perhaps bills like that Michigan Democrats should have perhaps, you know, highlighted a bit more during the last campaign. I don't know. Still, though, nearly every MAGA Michigan Republican sat on their hands and refused to help hardworking Michiganders by signing onto that bill. So when clowns like that Megan Reckling try to say that Democrats didn't lift a finger to help Michiganders with rising costs, while at the same time she's celebrating her Dear Leader's working class tax hike, just know, like every MAGA Republican, she has no shame. I guess they're just teaching different values in church nowadays. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.